When my family gets together to play cards, we have a rule. The rule is a card laid is a card played, meaning if you play your card out on the table, you can't change your mind and pick the card back up and take it back and play something else. A card laid is a card played. And when the kids were little, we used to teach them this by saying, you know, you can't catch a fish and throw it back in the water and get it back again. It's just the way it is. You lay your card, a card laid is a card played. Maybe you have the same rule if you play cards. The idea is that there are some things that just can't be undone. So for example, at a wedding ceremony, one of a common ritual or an alternative to a unity candle is a sand ceremony, where both members of the couple will each have their own colored vase of sand, and they will pour it together into a single vase. And the idea is that those grains of sand now become one vase. They cannot be picked apart and separated again. What God has joined, let no entity or anybody separate it. That's the meaning behind a sand ceremony. Again, the idea that some things, once they're done, cannot be undone. Well, in our scripture, we have two scripture readings for today. In the gospel reading from Matthew, Jesus tells a parable, and he says, the kingdom of heaven is like when a woman mixes yeast into the flour and the whole batch, and she's making bread, and the whole batch is leavened. So if you've ever made bread before, we have a bread maker. You put the ingredients in, and you put the yeast in, and they are all mixed together, and then you let the dough sit and rise. And then it becomes light and fluffy, and the yeast ferments inside and creates little pockets of air. And when you bake it, it's a light, fluffy loaf of bread. But the idea is the same. You cannot separate. Once that yeast is inside the dough, it is mixed in, it transforms the dough, and you cannot separate it apart. What's been done cannot be undone. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is like, interestingly. How might we understand what Jesus meant by this parable? Well, our first scripture is from the book of Romans. And it's written by St. Paul, and he says, the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And when the idea is, once we have this Spirit inside of us, received at baptism, there is nothing that can change that. It cannot be undone. It's like the yeast mixed in with the dough, and the Spirit is part of us, and it changes us, and there is no force in all of the universe that can change God's love that is now living inside of us. And when we think we're separate from God, well, that is nothing but an illusion, a creation of our mind, kind of like those illusions you might see in an illusion book or a magical illusion. It's just deception. The truth of the matter is always there. The Spirit is inside of us. When we don't know what we ought to do, we don't know how to pray, we don't know how to live our lives, when we feel abandoned and lost and alone, that Spirit is always there with us. And it cannot be undone, like the yeast in the dough. The Spirit cannot be separated. The Spirit is part of us, guiding us, leading us into fuller and more abundant life. Well, our scripture from Romans chapter 8, they are some of my favorite words in all of scripture. Something I've committed to memory years ago. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Those are words of comfort, and they are words of hope. And we are 3 weeks into now a sermon series on the book of Romans, chapter 8, called Broken Hope for Tough Times. Well, what gives us hope when times are tough? The Spirit that is always with us, and nothing separates us from the love of God. Not ever. Not even death. A pastor once wrote, she talked about her mother who raised six children to be the bedrock. She was the bedrock of faith and raised 6 children to believe in the power of prayer. She was a strong maternal force and a faithful woman of God. But when she was faced with her prognosis, a new prognosis with her lung cancer, she had been on a miracle drug for 4 years, holding lung cancer at bay, and it stopped working. And faced with her uncertain fate, and faced and blinded by disease, she did not know how to pray as she ought. And her wise pastor daughter said, "Read Romans chapter 8. There is nothing that separates us from God, not even our own fears or disease, not anything." And those words from Romans chapter 8, "For I am convinced that nothing separates us," that whole scripture, it's really popular and common to read that at funerals. In my last congregation, a large congregation, and I officiated at many, many funerals, maybe one per month, and so often this was read because it gives us an ultimate hope. This horrible separation at death, the separation we feel in our core, aches in our bones, why, it's not permanent and it's not even real. These words from Romans chapter 8, they correct all of that by saying nothing separates you from God's love, not anything. But being human is hard. Being human knows that we will die someday. Being a human knows that our loved ones will die. Now this last week, I, like many millions of others, or thousands of, I don't know how many people, I watched the Barbie movie this week and the opening week, and I was invited to go to by my daughter, and she informed me I have to wear pink, so I had my pink outfit on, and we went to see Barbie, and I didn't really know what to expect. But it was a fun movie, but it was also very touching and deep. And I won't spoil it for you, but one of the reasons it's so touching and deep is that this perfect plastic doll who lives in Barbie land, where everything is awesome and no one dies, no one gets sick, no one has cellulite, suddenly, you know, she starts to wonder, something's gone wrong. And she's in the middle, they're in the middle of the Barbie dance party in the Barbie dreamland, and she says, "Has anyone thought about death?" And the music screeches to a halt, and everyone stares at Barbie because suddenly she's got a little bit of human inside of her. To be human knows that death is a possibility and, in fact, a reality. It's hard to be a human. And not only is there this big, looming prospect of death, but there are many, many deaths, miniature deaths that happen throughout our lives. Buddhists call this impermanence, this idea that everything, all created things, arise and pass away. Nothing stays the same. To be human is to live in a life where things come and things go. Children grow up and move out of the house. People get old and get sick and die. Things crumble and decay. But impermanence is not all bad, of course, because our kids need to grow up so that they can do new things and have their own children, right? It's a process. It's neither good nor bad. It's just the process of impermanence. Nothing stays the same. But impermanence, this idea that things, you know, we suffer miniature deaths, they cause us pain and heartache. That's part of being human. It's part of what Barbie discovered. Things don't stay the same. And you know, when my husband Don, when our youngest was upper elementary school or so, it's a fun age to be a parent and be a child. And you know, after the difficult toddler years and before the more difficult teen years, and he used to just say to her, "Anna, don't ever grow up. I want you to stay just like this." But you can't. You cannot grasp, you cannot change this force of the universe that things come and things go. People get older, kids move out of the house, our empty nests, we age, our parents age, you know, all of this happens. It's necessary, it's the life cycle. Leaves fall off the trees in the fall because they need to make room for new buds in the spring. That's life, but it can hurt. But amid all of this impermanence, amid deaths big and small, and amid this grief, there is something that does not change ever. And it's like the yeast in the dough. It is God's love which resides in us and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a love that persists through all of the impermanence of life. It's a love that persists beyond this life into death and into eternal life. That's why we can have hope, because there is nothing to fear. Being a human is hard, but God's, and just because we follow Jesus doesn't mean we get to escape being human. Doesn't mean that we escape pains in our lives, but it does mean that that pain of life is met with love, always accompanied by love. And so I'll close with a contemporary version of Romans 8. These verses, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor traffic jams, nor cancer, nor kids growing up and moving out of the house, nor anxiety, nor depression, nor addiction, nor politics, nor evening news, nor gun violence, nor war, nor climate change. Nothing separates us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Thanks be to God."